From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state TV said there were casualties in an airstrike on a major Syrian airbase today. Reuters' Ed Giles reporting.
Syrian air defenses reportedly shot down 8 missiles after a major airbase was struck early on Monday morning. That's according to Syrian state TV. They say the strikes near Homs were suspected to have been launched by the United States. However, a senior US official told Reuters there's no truth to reports of any American strikes against bases controlled by Syria's Bashar al-Assad. Monday's missile strike report follows an alleged chemical attack on the rebel-held region of eastern Ghouta by the Syrian military late Saturday. On Sunday, US President Donald Trump said on Twitter there would be a big price to pay for the alleged chemical attack in Ghouta, placing blame squarely at the feet of the Syrian and Russian governments.
Reuters' Ed Giles reporting that the Syrian government has denied any involvement. President Trump is predicting there will be a resolution of the U.S.-China standoff over tariffs. White House senior economics advisor Larry Kudlow says trade tariffs against China are simply the right thing to do. An American official says North Korea has told the U.S. it will discuss denuclearization when President Trump meets with Kim Jong-un. Harry Kasianis of the Center for International Interest questions the meeting taking place.
I think the question that the whole collective world needs to ask, what is the price for that summit going to be? Keep in mind, back in 2009, the Kim regime asked for a reported $10 billion just to sit down with South Korea. My question is what are they going to ask from President Donald Trump to sit down and have that summit?
Meantime, the two Korean leaders are set to meet April the 27th. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors say they have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges. Lee's indictment today came 3 days after his successor, Park Geun-ho, was sentenced to 24 years in prison for a separate corruption scandal. Lee has been at a Seoul detention center since his arrest last month. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is celebrating what he calls a great victory for Hungary after his anti-immigration Fidesz party won a majority, large majority, in Sunday's parliamentary election.
There is a big battle behind us. We've won a crucial victory, been given a chance to defend Hungary.
In an acrimonious campaign, Orban portrayed himself as the savior of Hungary's Christian culture against Muslim migration into Europe. He has expressed issues with the European Union's migration policy. A man was arrested and cordons put in place today around Buckingham Palace in London after a suspicious vehicle was stopped by police nearby. The man in his 30s was arrested on suspicion of a public order offense after a white van, which was deemed suspicious, was stopped by officers on a road opposite the palace. No other details known right now. German police raided the homes of suspected members of a far-right group in Berlin and elsewhere, searching for weapons. Markus Schmidt is a spokesperson for the German federal prosecutor. He said the objective of the encounter was to be able to coordinate action within the so-called Reichsbürger group. The objective, he said, of the group was to eliminate the state order of the Federal Republic of Germany. The raids were not linked to the incident in Munster on Saturday in which a man drove into a group of people, killing two before killing himself. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim has announced during a visit to Afghanistan his country supports the Afghan peace offer to the Taliban insurgents. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ordered unconditional peace talks over a month ago and asked for a ceasefire. No word yet from the Taliban. Facebook Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg will hold meetings with some U.S. lawmakers this week, one day before he is due to appear at a congressional hearing. Zuckerberg has apologized for what he calls a breach of trust regarding a political consultant group accessing personnel data of 87 million Facebook users.
We didn't take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is, and that was a huge mistake. It was my mistake.
Cambridge Analytica was working for the Trump campaign at the time. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you around Africa on this. As we start off today from the land of Ghana, Lady Fatu by Kobe Maxwell is what we're going to start off with. And right after that, Yolena by Adaz featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And Ikole, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. But let's enjoy this beautiful track now by the great Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian international music and movie star, right here on The Voice of America. This is Lady Fatu.
Kobe Maxwell. Remix. Hijole. Sholele. Sholele, sholele. Sholele, sholele. Sholele, sholele. Oh, Awini, oh, repete. Sholele. Sholele. Sholele, 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 be papa, then I will go win a more, then I will go get a more. Me, I be ready. I get my calife, I get my madingo. Now who go win a more? Me, I go to win, you go to lost. Me, I go to win, you go to lost. Oba Fatu, Lady Fatu. Mashibe, 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 oh, aweni, oh, repete. Ah, Lady Ake, eyofyo papa, oh, eyofyo papa, ah, bismole, lahusumomi, bismole, lahusumomi, ebafumi, anyami, anyami. Sholele, 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 oh, aweni, oh, repete, anyami, kashiwe, kashiwe, misumole, enele, lovi, 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 ilovi mata, ilovi sanie, kashiwe, 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 follow one girl, to Paris follow this girl, to Paris follow one girl, to Paris follow one girl. I love Swan, I love Swan, I love Swan, man. Sholele, 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 oh, and we need a repeater. Remix, remake. Lady Fatu, hear my words, oh. I go call you lady. I go call you lady. I go there to save you. I go make you sleep, oh. I go cook for you. I go sing for you. Anything you want, Lady Fatu, you get out my lady. Now you the go, now you the come. Be my queen, oh. Sholele, 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 oh. Aweni, oh, repete. Sholele, 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 sholele. Lady Fatu.
Can you?
Ekole by Oliver Ngoma, The Late from Gabon, and before that, Yulena by Adaz of Nigeria, featuring Flavor. And at the top, Lady Fatu from Kobe Maxwell's album, Do It, and that is right from Ghana. You are listening to Your Super Show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the African beats for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on The Voice of America, with my brother, David Vanney. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat all day for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, what day for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. Bye. When it comes to lust,
welcome back, the African Beat on The Voice of America. And as you continue to listen to the African Beat, don't forget to send your emails to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. And tell us what you think about this show. Let's get the ball rolling right now. Zambe Malawu, the sound of Johnny Bash from the Democratic Republic of Congo is coming up. And right after that, Anamesh Betate by Shirin of Egypt. And In Discipline World, the sound of Vicky Fauna from Sierra Leone. But right now, Zambe Malawu by Johnny Bash of the Democratic Republic of Congo. I took Jesus. Kumi san Zambe Malawu. Zambe Zambi Malawu. Zambe. Oh, bon Zambe Malawu. Zambe.
What then shall I give to you, Lord, for all the things you've done for me? Even when I turn away from you, still you call me by name. Your goodness and mercy. Sacrifie moi la mon saint yes ikolo ya masumu na ngai na yebi baneke na banya ma bakoyembe na yo tata bilipa na mbapo nde kasi ya mikono yako ebongo ngai mwana na yo tina nini na yemba te tika na kumisa yo
zambe salima
kumisa yesu masia
zambe salima
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Oh,
In Discipline World, the sound of Sierra Leone's Vicky Fona. Right before that, Anamesh Betate by Shireen of Egypt. And at the top was Nzambe Malawu by Johnny Bashingezi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and I'll be right back. The best music comes from Africa. And African Beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America, Monday through Friday. And oh yes, that is the way we do it. We bring you music from across the continent. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Revolution is our next track. Tiken Jah Fakoly from Cote d'Ivoire comes in with that one. And all worked out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania. But right now, let's take some beautiful, cool reggae music. African Revolution, the sound of Tiken Jah Fakoly of Cote d'Ivoire. started this email, which says, "Hi, Dave. I said to my fans, keep on listening to the African beat." This is Mike Oyalowo of Cross River State in Nigeria. Mike O'Day. Right now, the African beat on the Voice of America. Out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania, and before that, African Revolution by Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. The African beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Stay close, I'll be back with more music. Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. Welcome back. Now, let's take a trip to Conakry, Guinea, where we combine Aisha Kone of Mali and Sekou Bakandia, and this is Ambiance à Conakry. And right after that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wondersen, Aziti of Ethiopia, featuring Abel. And we climax today, we get down tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya. But right now, Ambiance à Conakry, the sound of Aisha Kone and Sekou Bakandia of Guinea.
Shakwene kwenye soka na wametibe.
English.
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya, and right before that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wundesen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel, and at the top, Ambiance Conakry, Aisha Kone, and Sekuba Kandia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.